You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. In the days since the Newtown shootings, an increasing number of political leaders have called for something to be done about the nation's gun laws. But as WNYC's Arun Venugopal reports, it's far too early to say what, if anything, will change.
If you call around to any of the state's congressional delegates asking what shape gun control legislation could take, there's a good chance you'll be directed to someone's voicemail. It doesn't matter whether this is an upstate conservative that receives contributions from the NRA or a downstate liberal who hates the NRA. Most electeds are officially keeping quiet right now. At the same time, a congressional aide says a million conversations are going on about the shape of an assault weapons ban, or what the president would really get behind, or what the NRA would furiously oppose. Most likely, all of this will take place after the new year. But one activist, Jackie Hilly of New Yorkers Against Gun Violence, says she's encouraged by the discussions. Gun control advocates have had their hopes raised before, but Hilly compares the killings in Newtown to the deaths of four young girls in a Birmingham church in 1963. That marked a turning point in the civil rights movement, and Hilly feels that as traditional gun rights supporters break ranks, we're witnessing a similar turning point on gun control. For WNYC, I'm Arun Venugopal.